Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99, and we are less than an hour. We're about less than 30 minutes, actually, from kicking off our three-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout, 7:15, and then on the 15s all day long. Michael Ray, the one that got away. Now, Michael no longer has to worry about being on dating sites or apps. Not sure if he ever was, but obviously he's very happy, engaged to Carly Pierce. But we're realizing that when you're on those sites, when you're on those apps, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of the other person telling the truth. And what I mean by that is we had on our Styles and Romance earlier in the week an explosive situation where the lady found out that the guy he was like fabricating his profile. Here's what she said.
You didn't do any of the things you said. You were totally made all that stuff up so that your profile would match with people who are smarter and more interesting and more well-rounded than you. Wow. And then they have to get stuck with you on a date for a couple hours. I mean, that's ridiculous. You wasted my time.
Yeah, she was mad. He had said he was a lawyer and that he got his master's, and apparently neither one of those things were true. Now, it happens a lot with both sides of it. Listen, I'm not on any dating sites or apps, okay? But I do know girls like from this scene, from Chicago, that I've seen like their Instagram pictures, and I'm like, wow, that doesn't look like you. Like from filters to whatever it is, like it's not you. And I know you in person. That picture does not look like you. So what happens on both sides, it's like guys and girls will almost falsify their profiles, their Instagrams, their dating app profiles, whatever it is. So 312-946-4995. We want to hear what has happened to you. How was somebody you went on a date with not what you thought they were going to be? Again, 312-946-4995. Again, this is not only for the ladies, for both sides of it. When you went on a date and they weren't who you thought they were going to be, let's talk about it. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. Don't forget, 7:15, we kick it off with three-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout. That's Old Dominion, Cole Swindell, Chris Young, and many, many more. But 312-946-4995. We're talking about times you've been out with somebody via online dating or a dating app or even Instagram or Facebook, and then you see them and they aren't what they appear to be, whether it's looks or whether it's they just lied about their profile. Like, you know, they got a master's degree or they're a lawyer, and that is just not true. So, again, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Rebecca from Deer Park. Anybody ever lied to you about dating?
I haven't, but I'm going on a blind date next week, and all my coworkers just grilled me. They've been researching him nonstop, and I told them they can't tell me anything. And just as long as he's not, like, psycho.
Yeah, it's not a blind date if they're Googling him.
I know. They keep doing it, and I told them not to. But they said they have to make sure he's not, like, a serial killer.
Yeah, you never want to Google the guy you're going on a date with, and it pop up that he's a serial killer.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. Dating is tough, man. Then you're on these dating apps, whether it's like eHarmony or Match.com or Tinder or whatever you're on, even Instagram or Facebook. And sometimes people aren't what they tell you they are, or what they seem to be. 312-946-4995. I have a very funny old school story for you. One of my buddies, Andrew, we met a girl years ago at a bar. And she told us she was from Georgia, like a Southern belle, right? So, and even when he called her, this is back in the day again, when you call people, her voicemail had a Southern accent. It was like, hey, it's Autumn. I can't even do the accent, but it was a Southern accent on her voicemail. For months, he was dating this girl, hanging out with this girl. We were convinced she was a Southern belle from Georgia. It turns out, years later, we find out she lied about the whole thing. She's from Chicago, born and raised here in Chicago. Yes, it was her name, but the whole Southern accent was totally made up. She even changed her voicemail. I mean, she was crazy. Let's be honest. She was a crazy girl. 312-946-4995. But she had us believing, and he was dating her, had him believing for months she was a Southern belle. yes, things do happen. So please tell us your stories. Good morning, April from Hobart. Tell us your dating story.
This was years ago, but he said he was single, and clearly he was not. He had several other girlfriends at the time.
No. So how did you find out?
One of the other girls reached out to me.
Oh, there's a girl code there, man. Girls will talk to other girls.
Oh, for sure.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. We are one song away from those three-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout. But 312-946-4995. We're talking about first date horror stories. Maybe they don't look the way you thought they were going to look. They don't have the background that they said they had. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning. So this guy posted on his profile that he was a limousine driver. He made about $50K a year. And, well, we go to meet up, and he unfortunately lives in Inglewood, and he didn't have a job, didn't have a car, didn't work for a limo company, complete opposite appearance of his profile picture, and I just couldn't help but, like, sorry, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, and kind of just left.
You left him hanging! I love it!
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? So, you know, he asked me to go to McDonald's, and I said, what?
Are you kidding me?
If you make $50K a year, why are we going to McDonald's?
Well, regardless of how much you make or don't make, listen, I love McDonald's as much as the next guy, but you don't bring a girl there on a first date.
No way. And you don't look totally different than your profile picture.
Man, I feel bad. There are some horrible, horrible first date stories out there. If you got one, hit us up. 312-946-4995. Good morning, buddy. Tell us yours.
Well, I ended up marrying her, but I met her back on the US 99 single line when you guys had it.
You know, I've heard about this situation. By the way, I'm currently single. We should bring that back.
Yeah, maybe, but she claimed to be a country girl. When I married her, she was anything but country.
So she went on the US 99 country dating site claiming to be a country girl, but she is not country.
Yeah, she doesn't even like the country music.
But you married her.
Yeah, that was my mistake. Turned into a horror story, but the good thing about marriage is there's also divorce.
To be single in 2019. Man, some of these stories got me scared. I got a date this weekend. I'm kind of scared now. You guys are scaring me a little bit, but I guess, you know, it's the good and the bad in the dating world, right? So good morning. It is Styles and Roman. And good morning, Mandy from Crystal Lake. Tell us your horror story.
Oh, good morning, Roman and Styles. Well, unfortunately, I have to resort to online dating being divorced. And I set up a date and I conveniently Facebook stalked him, checked him out. We had some mutual friends, seemed normal on Facebook. We met for dinner. The date did not go well. He talked about his organic brownies he liked to make and his cats the whole time. So we ended the date. And then the next day I was on Facebook, and without me knowing, he took pictures of me at the date, sitting at the dinner table, and he also, the next day at 5 in the morning, was drawing my eyes. Very creepy.
Wait a second. So he posted pictures of you on the date, you didn't know about it, and then, like a complete stalker, he was drawing pictures of your eyes after one date?
Yep, one date. One date that lasted 2 hours.
Let me guess, there was not a second date.
There was no second date.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.